Come today from different works, different lives that we live, Lord, different places that we come from. We're all gathered here today for one purpose, and that is to praise and worship and glorify your name, Lord. Thank you for what you've done today. Thank you for our music. Thank you for our praise team, our Sabbath school, our children. Lord, we just give you thanksgiving, Lord. We just want to give you praise at this moment and welcome you into our presence right now, Lord. We want to welcome your spirit here as we meditate on your goodness, Father. May every heart here today be turned toward heaven. And may we come before you, Lord, with hearts that are forgiven, with a sense that we need you, Lord. We can't do without you. We come here to give you praise because you've been so good to us. Lord, we know that tomorrow is not promised, but you saw fit to give us the breath of life this morning. As our eyes opened this morning, we were just grateful, Lord, to have another chance at life, to be greeted by the sun and welcoming another Sabbath, a day when we could come together as your believers, as your children, your remnant people, Lord, as we can come together and worship you in one accord, in the same spirit. We give you praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me get into our message today, as I have already prayed and asked God to be with us today as we look at Scripture. I want you to turn to Psalms, Book of Psalms 96. And I was touching on the topic of worship in my last sermon, and we were speaking about worship. And I want to just touch on a little bit about music today as we worship. And we're going to ask God to be with us, because we know that that can be a very sensitive subject. We want to speak on that today, and actually I have so much to say on that. I may do a part two on that as we discuss the music. Let's look at the Word of God, Psalms 96. The Bible says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods." He is to be feared above. I want to just speak briefly this morning, and maybe we can continue the topic at another time. As we look into this topic of music, the first thing we need to understand about this text is that when we bring our music, our singing, to Southside, the first thing we need to understand is that we are not singing to each other during our worship service. We are singing to who? To God. We're singing to God. When the choir comes up here, or the praise team comes up, they're not singing to us. They're singing to the Lord. Although we do get to sit here and witness what they are doing, in truth, they're not singing to please us. They should be singing to the glory of God. First point I wanted to make. You know, when you attend a concert, a secular concert, the performers are judged not only on how they perform during the concert, but also if they can sell out the venue. Now, the better the performance is at one concert, the more tickets that are sold at future concerts. And see, that mentality has found its way into church thinking. Choirs no longer sing to glorify and please God. They sing to the church members. So when there are only a few church members in attendance, the choir does not sing as hard as if there are hundreds in attendance. If a choir is invited to another church to sing, and there's not very many people there in attendance, church is half empty, you may or may not see them singing to their best. And this also comes down to the individual level. When you look across the members of any choir, you will see some singing hard while others are looking bored and barely moving their lips. And do you think this pleases God? Absolutely not. If we were able to always remember that we are not singing to please people, but to please God, it would make a big difference in how we sing. Now, I enjoyed the singing this morning, the praise team. Did you enjoy that? It just seems like, and there's certain songs that everybody tends to sing. You know, it's just like an everybody song. And those, I really like those songs. You know, there's songs that, and I could tell, you know, I'm up here looking. There's certain songs that maybe half the church knows. And, you know, certain songs where maybe the young people knows. And there's certain songs that maybe the older people knows. And, you know, and they're singing them out. And some people want to let you know they know the song. You know, they want to let you know they know all the verses of the song. And I had a lady in San Francisco who was like that. She was, you know, she would get up and she would pick a song that nobody knew. And I don't know why she would do that. She'd pick a song that she learned years, you know, back in somewhere where she was from. And she would sing all five verses of the song. And nobody knew the song. But it became about her. See, it wasn't to glorify God. You know, the song was about, you know, look at me as I recall all these verses and you don't know it. You know, so, you know what I'm saying? You know, and so that's not, that doesn't please God. But what we experienced here today in Southside, that was beautiful. Because I saw everybody, Lord, I lift your name on. Everybody was singing that. And so I got blessed today. I got blessed. But also, it's not always like that. It's not always like that. But we're singing to please God. And Brittany led out this morning and her song was just simply beautiful. Because it came from her heart. Somebody was, you know, she wasn't falling out all over the place and, you know, hitting notes and, you know, because it came from the heart. It came from that girl's heart. And God accepts that. To God be the glory. So, praise team, I'm putting you on the spot now. No more singing to the congregation, Brother Derek, Brother Robert. No more singing to the congregation. when you step up here, sing as if, you know, this church is packed. Don't judge your singing according to how many people are here. And I do that with my preaching. I try to preach as if the church is packed. Because I'm preaching, you know, God has given me this message, and I must preach it. It doesn't matter how many people are in here. No more performances, just heartfelt singing to our Creator and Savior. And you'll notice a difference in the praise team when that happens. Now let me go over four principles that I want to integrate that will help integrate music into our worship. The first principle is worship is not determined by musical style, old or new. There are people in the church I know that believe that only certain types of music can be utilized. Amen. You know, worship is a sacrifice. You know, you heard the term a sacrifice of praise. And worship is something that we must bring to the service. Worship happens within you. You can't, you know, I hear the term ushering in. Some people say, you know, we want to be, the music ushers us into. You don't need to usher in the Spirit. You don't know how you usher in the Spirit? By falling on your knees and confessing, asking God to forgive you and give you a clean heart. And then going out and saying, will you forgive me, and confession. That's how you usher in the Spirit. Music can't usher in a spirit. Worship starts and ends in the heart. And we need to bring enough worship with us that we won't allow anything to distract us. Anything to distract us. Anything that's different to distract us. You know, our focus should not be so much on the style, but on truly worshiping God. So our goal should be to help the worship service experience become individualized to the point that we can personally enter into worship despite of the music. Here's the second principle, is that the minister of music and the pastor and the praise team are equally responsible to minister worship to the entire congregation. So we need to have an understanding, you and I. You know, we talk, and praise team, we're going to be getting together. But we need to have an understanding of what's going on during our praise service, and that everything functions smoothly. Amen? God likes for things to happen timely and smoothly as much as possible. And, you know, there shouldn't be any disconnect between the pastor and the minister of music. And I've known, you know, ministers of music can be fussy sometimes. You know, they're musicians. I have a son that's a musician. And, you know, I call him on the wrong days. You know, he may be one of his up days. You know, but then I call him on another day. You know, he may be down here. But musicians are just like that. Let's face it. Come on. Finicky. But that's what makes them good musicians. We just happen to be blessed with a musician and a pastor, too. Amen? Amen. You can shake your head. Amen. Praise God. Second principle, the minister of music and the pastor are equally responsible to minister the worship to the entire congregation. We got to get in sync. The third principle is that we need to accept that cultural shifts and appropriate adjustments, no matter the location or age of the congregation, will take time. People often say that Rome was not built in a day, to imply our need for patience. When it comes to the music within the worship service, there will be times when shifts and adjustments must happen. But it can be a slow process as we are led by the Spirit of God. Some will receive and hear more quickly than others, but we cannot move so fast as to leave others behind or move too slow where we never get there. It's a coordinated effort, but the primary focus is hearing God and following Him. There are cultural shifts. You know, there's certain songs that, you know, we have to work together as a church. And music, when we come to worship, worship requires giving and taking. It's not getting your way, your type of music all the time. I want this type of song all the time at this church because this is the way I get blessed. And when I don't receive it there, I'm leaving. That's not the right spirit. You know, worship is coming together and giving and taking. You know, I was reading about ballroom dancing, and I know that word is a bad word for some of you, but ballroom dancing. You know, when you ballroom dance, it's not like your other dancing. You have to coordinate with the person. And the man normally leads. And it's not a, you know, it's just because the men are bigger and taller and, you know. And the lady can't go ahead of the man or else they'll mess up. So the lady has to be right in sync with the man. You know, when he moves, she moves. You know, they're in coordination with each other. And then he moves, she moves with him. You know, they move this way. They're in sync. They're coordinated. And that's what God would have with our music. You know, sometimes one Sabbath we may have to not lead. We give, we coordinate, move with each other. We're all in sync with each other to worship. All in sync with each other. Now, the last principle pertaining to the integration of music into the worship service is that the worship of God is not dependent on the use of modern technology, sound equipment, fancy digital gear, and creative arrangements by wonderful composers. And you heard the music this morning. I was listening to Sean sing this morning after Sabbath school. She didn't have piano, organ, or anything. Just her voice was so melodious and beautiful. I want to thank you for that. I was blessed. I said, this girl had no organ, you know, no music or anything, just her voice. You know, God is not dependent upon the instruments. He's not dependent upon that, all this digital things, and thank God we have it. And so we have confused true praise and worship with the equipment needed to have it. You know, I remember the old church and prayer meeting. Many times we didn't have a pianist, and we would just get together, and the folk was just sing downstairs in the church, you know, and we just sang in a cappella. And it was real praise because it came from the heart. Let me just drop down here, and we're going to wrap this message up today as we speak about music. I was talking about the differences in culture, differences in music. I like gospel music. Amen. I like hymns. And I like classical music. And so I have a wide range of music that I appreciate. And gospel music is mostly can be up tempo. You know, we had a young man playing the drums a couple Sabbaths ago, and he was pretty good at it. And yes, I complimented him on it, and I got some feedback for doing that. But that's okay. I was all right with myself for doing that. And so my children, music, sometimes it's what you associate it with. You know, when I grew up, drums and bass were associated with rock music. That's when I was growing up. So when I heard it, you know, when it started coming into the church, I associated that with, wow, that sound like, you know, Marvin Gaye. You know, that sound like, but I shouldn't have been out there partying, but I was. Come on, somebody. And so when I heard that music, I associated it with the clubs. So that's only natural. Now, when my kids hear drums, now I raised them to stay out of the club. You know, you don't go to clubs. So Stephen Kip, they don't. When they hear drums, the only place they heard drums was in church, in Madison Mission, in Oakwood, AY. So when they hear drums, they don't associate it with the club. You see what I'm saying? They're associated with church. So, you know, when they see drums, they don't associate it with the club. Maybe some of us do. You see what I'm saying? So younger people, you don't associate those things with nothing bad. It's just part of the way music has changed. It's not bad. It's just the way music has changed. Now, I remember when we first started drums in Adventist churches. And now, even at Oakwood College Church, you can go on the internet and see the service, and they have drums in Oakwood College Church. You know, that you can't get no more conservative than Oakwood College Church. You know, E.C. Ward would roll over in his grave, you know. But they've incorporated drums into their service, and they're played well, and to God be the glory. So music is can be complicated. It's really what you associate things with. You know, we want God to get the glory in our service. We want Him to get all of our praise, and our worship begins in the heart. We bring our worship to God. Sometimes we may have to give and take a little, but if you have that worship in your heart, you won't be offended when you come to church. You won't leave mad. You won't leave, you know, passing me notes about the next board meeting. And, you know, you won't be offended because you've come already prepared. Your heart is prepared. You understand what I'm saying? So to God be the glory. And I'm not jumping on nobody's side. You're not going to get me to jump on nobody's side. I feel sorry for pastors sometimes, and I'm one. Pastors try to accommodate, and they try to accommodate. Well, on this Sabbath, we're going to have hymns, because Sister So-and-so likes hymns. And on this Sabbath, we're going to have the drums. You know, youth likes drums. And on this Sabbath, we'll have the bongos, because, you know, so-and-so likes bongos. You know, and on this, you know, we try. We really try to accommodate because we want everybody to be blessed. That's my point. We want everybody to be blessed. And I'm not Can't pull me on one side or the other. Can't do that to me. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 1, 2. Looking at our scripture again. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. I'll just end right there. Let us bow our heads as we pray. Father, we are glad that your spirit was here today, Lord, filling our hearts, giving me a word to say, Lord. Lord, as we worship here at Southside, we pray for our praise team. We pray for our musicians, Lord. We pray that they will surrender their lives to you, confess their sins, Lord, and realize how important their role is at this church. May they bring their praise with them and their worship with them, Lord, and sing unto you, not for entertainment purposes, Father, but just to lift their voices and sing because you have been a part of their life. We thank you for our musicians and what they bring us, Lord. Help us to work together as a church and worship in coordination with one another in harmony, unity, and peace. And we know that it is only by the gift of the Holy Spirit that we can do that. So we thank you, Lord, for giving us that wonderful gift of the Spirit that touches our heart and changes our character and makes us more into the image of Jesus Christ. It is our prayer. In his strong name we pray. Amen.